101 years ago, on the 17th of May, that there was a report about a very ugly riot in Munich that happened on the 15th of May, a couple of days earlier, during a lecture of Rudolf Steiner in Munich, which turned out to be the last one, by pre-Nazi vandals and, you know, primitive people who managed to find the place where the whole electricity of a large hall could be cut off or put in. It was an eerie thing because suddenly, during the lecture, the light went out. And only because some good pupils, who was an electrician of Steiner's, installed a little light in front of the lectern. So with this little light and the lamp there, Steiner spoke on as if nothing had happened. And at the end of the lecture, some people stormed the podium and wanted to, you know, have, I don't know what, but it was well defended by his own students. But he said after this happening, if these people come to the power, my foot is not entering Germany anymore. And this is now for an introduction to our subject of Ahriman and Michael, or Michael and Ahriman, because the Nazi movement is, of course, the anti-Michaelic movement in the 20th century. It's directly opposed to anything that has to do with spiritual science in the sense of anthroposophy of Steiner. Now we're going to try to clarify a little bit what these beings actually are. Now first, we have to do with cosmic beings. Ahriman, Michael, the Christ, Lucifer, Sorat, all cosmic beings. Ahriman is, some of you hearers know that very well, is hinted at and called by Catherine Austin Fitts, who stimulated these talks, I have to mention here, gratefully, Mr. Global. Mr. Global, that's her term, and I think it's a very good term for the Ahrimanic being. Now, three of the beings I already mentioned, Ahriman, Lucifer, Christ, have one thing in common. They don't incarnate in the course of their development except one, once and only once. And it's very clear, and hope it will get even clearer through this little talk, that this incarnation in the west of Ahriman is now. We are in this time. We don't have to wait. Why? Steiner gave in 1919, so to speak, a kind of a help for our time to understand it deeper by saying there are about 8 or 9 symptoms of events in history that are preparing this present incarnation.